Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Tuesday of the 15th week in Ordinary Time, July 14th, 2026. Our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where he writes, Jesus began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not repented. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have long ago repented in sackcloth. Ashes. There is a particular sadness in today's gospel that can be easy to miss. At first glance, the words of Jesus sound harsh. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! But beneath the warning is not anger alone, it is grief. Jesus is lamenting hearts that remained unmoved after receiving grace upon grace. The towns he reproaches were not pagan cities far from God. They were places where he had walked, taught, healed, and revealed the mercy of the Father. They had seen the blind restored, the sick healed, possessed freed, and the poor uplifted. They had witnessed what generations longed to see, that somehow familiarity became resistance. The ordinary became ordinary. Extraordinary became ordinary. Grace was present, but repentance never blossomed. This gospel invites us into a deeply contemplative question. What happens when the heart grows accustomed to grace? One of the quietest spiritual dangers is not outright rebellion against God, but indifference towards Him. The people of Chorazin and Bethsaida were not necessarily hostile to Jesus. Many likely admired Him. Some may have enjoyed listening to Him. But admiration is not conversion. It is possible to stand close to holy things while remaining unchanged. A priest can celebrate the Eucharist daily and forget the wonder of it. A long Catholic can hear the gospel so often that it no longer pierces the heart. A person can pray familiar prayers while remaining guarded against surrender. The tragedy of these towns was not that grace was absent, it was that grace was ignored. The human heart slowly hardens when it repeatedly postpones repentance. We tell ourselves there will be another chance, another season, another day to change. Yet every ignored invitation makes the soul less sensitive to the voice of God. Jesus mourns this condition because he knows refusing. He knows the joy, freedom, and healing we could receive if only we opened ourselves to him completely. There was once a bell built on a hillside overlooking a small village or a monastery. Every morning at dawn, the monastery bell rang through the valley. Its sound was clear and beautiful, echoing across fields and home. When visitors came to the village, they often stopped and listened in wonder. How beautiful that bell is, they would say. But the villagers hardly noticed it anymore. Children played through its ringing. Merchants opened their shops without hearing it. Farmers walked the roads unmoved by the sound. that once stirred their grandparents to prayer. An elderly monk eventually came down from the monastery and asked a shopkeeper, "Do you still hear the bell?" Laughed softly, "Father, it rings every day. After a while, you just stop noticing." The monk replied gently, "That's what worries me." Years later, a traveler arrived in the village during a violent storm, lost and frightened in the darkness. He suddenly heard the monastery bell ringing through the rain. He followed the sound up the hill and found safety, warmth, and light within the monastery walls. The next morning he asked the monks, "How long have you rung that bell?" "For generations," one monk answered. The traveler said quietly, "It saved my life." The villagers had stopped hearing the very sound that could guide them home. So often, God's grace is like that bell. The Mass, Scripture, prayer, confession, quiet inspirations of the Holy Spirit, these become so familiar that we stop truly hearing them. Yet they still call us towards life. When Jesus calls the people to repentance, he is not demanding humiliation. He is inviting restoration. Repentance simply means turning back towards love. Saints understood this deeply. True repentance is not rooted in fear of punishment, but in the realization that we have closed ourselves to the God who endlessly seeks us. The sorrow of Christ in today's gospel is the sorrow of rejected love. And yet, even his warning is mercy. As long as we can still hear his voice, the invitation remains open. Perhaps today we are being asked, "Where have I grown spiritually numb? What graces have I taken for granted? Have I mistaken religious familiarity for conversion? Is there a part of my life where Jesus has been calling me to change, but I keep delaying?" The beautiful thing about the gospel is that Jesus does not merely expose hardened hearts, he can soften them. A single sincere prayer can begin again. A humble confession can reopen the soul. One honest surrender can become the doorway to transformation. Chorazin and Bethsaida no longer stand as thriving towns. Time passed over them like dust in the wind. But the warning of Christ remains alive for every generation. We who have received so much must not let grace become background noise. We have the Eucharist. We have scriptures. We have the witness of saints. We have countless moments of mercy. Still, Jesus walks among us, not merely seeking admiration, seeking hearts willing to change. Today, let us hear the bell again. Let's not waste the mighty deeds God has done in our midst. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you never stop calling us back to yourself. Forgive us for the times we have grown indifferent to your peace. For the moments we have heard your voice, but delayed our response. Awaken our hearts again. Teach us to recognize the mercies of your presence in ordinary life. Remove whatever has become hardened within us, and give us the courage to repent with humility and trust. May we never become so familiar with holy things that we lose wonder before you. Help us to hear your call today and follow you with a renewed heart. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here each and every day, where we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. Bless you today, and keep you safe.